With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
Merlin Holland is with us. Merlin is an author, and he is Oscar Wilde's only grandson, and he is going to be the recipient of something that Oscar Wilde lost, or rather had taken from him, something to the order of a century ago. Merlin, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Merlin, what are you going to be getting?
Well, Anton, I've got it already.
Oh, very good.
It was given to me last Thursday at the British Library. Oscar's birthday, the 16th of October, and I was in conversation with Rupert Everett for a while, and then Dame Carol Black, the chairman of the trustees of the library, came onto the stage and she handed me, admittedly it's a new version of the library card, she handed me a library card in Oscar's name.
This is because way back when he was convicted, what was the, I think the official conviction was it gross indecency was the charge that he faced? They took his library pass as well.
What happened was about 2 or 3 years ago, some sleuth got into the archives of the old British Museum Library, which is now housed with the British Library itself, which is the successor to the old British Museum Library, and found that Oscar's pass had been taken away. So they said, "Oh, look, you know, the British Museum in those days was homophobic." And the British Library now said, what a load of absolute rubbish. Anyone who had a conviction had their pass cancelled. And at that time, I still am very friendly with the British Library. They have an amazing collection of Oscar's manuscripts and books and so on. And they said to me, wouldn't it be nice if we gave it back to you? And I said, well, sure, but I'm going to publish a book in a couple of years. Can we make an evening of it? So they said, sure, that's absolutely fine. And so last Thursday, the 16th of October, they gave it back to me.
Now, you have written extensively about his life and his legacy and also sort of his reputation. Is he now returned to the highest point of sort of adulation and respect that he ever held?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. I'd say he's at an even higher level of appreciation amongst the British public. And it's one of those extraordinary things, which is the more or less popular author who has attracted enough interest in the academic world to be the subject of serious study. I mean, people forget that he was, after all, an extraordinary student, both at Trinity Dublin and later at Magdalen College, Oxford. Came down from Oxford with a double first in greats, that's the classics, the study of the classics, which combines, as it does today, philosophy, study of the classics, ethics, logic. I mean, he came away from Oxford with a remarkable education, and it shows in his letters. And I think the start of the rehabilitation of Oscar is in 1962, when his correspondence was published, with some reluctance, I must say, from my father, who wasn't too keen on the idea that the later letters, after he came out of prison, were fairly openly homosexual in nature. But he allowed it, and that turned Oscar from the sort of cardboard cutout funny man with a few good plays to his name and the Ballad of Reading Gaol and the picture of Dorian Gray into a three-dimensional warts-and-all figure, with, as I said, the extraordinary education that he had behind him, and a great thinker, a proto-feminist, no less. He edited a woman's magazine from 1887 to 89, but only on the condition that its name was changed from The Lady's World to The Woman's World, in deference to the new woman, as she was called at that time, the women beginning to exercise their rights in society. And it all it comes back in the end to Lady Wilde Speranza, the great Speranza who wrote for the Young Ireland movement back in the late 1840s and early 1850s.
Final thing then, if I'm right in saying your father, the lineage to you from Oscar goes what, Merlin?
Well, the lineage is direct. It was Oscar Wilde, Vivian Wilde, my father, and his brother Cyril. And when Oscar came out of prison, his wife had already gone to the continent. She felt that in order to protect the children, it was necessary to get out of England. And she changed the name to Holland, which was an old family name on her side. So, and it's never been changed back.
Would you
I
not?
Was, well, I my father gave me the opportunity, age 21, and I thought literally for a moment about it, and I thought, you know, I'm far more your son than my grandfather's grandson, and I said no. And then I thought about it again in 2000, when my own son was 21, and it was the centenary of his death, and I thought, no, it's history. It's been, it's gone, it's done, it's finished. And, God, the hassle of changing all the bank cards, too.
Well, it'd mean that nobody's going to ask questions if you happen to use his library card now, because the two names would dovetail. One thing off that, your father's view of him, did your father resent, not what he was or how he acted, but the impact that had on the family? Did he remember him fondly with love?
He did, absolutely. And I think he was very ambivalent about it. He remembered him with love. I think the visits to the nursery, so to speak, which were indeed there, Oscar, in a very un-Victorian fashion, would go up to the children's nursery and play with them. My father, I think, tried to make out that it was rather more often than in reality it was. But he remembered him with love. And then later, after Oscar's death, he felt very ambivalent because of the shame and the scandal and everything else. My father became a very respected translator from the French to the English. So there was a side of him which knew that he'd inherited something of the genetic disposition of Oscar in literary terms. But at the same time, I think he felt quite strongly that the family all the way back then in 1895 had rather been destroyed by his father's behavior. So, and that was really what he felt, I think, probably throughout his life until 1967. One quick thing, which is actually rather extraordinary, is that the law under which Oscar was sent to prison, the Criminal Law Amendment Act of 1885, wasn't repealed until 2 months before my own father's death in 1967. He lived the whole of his life under the law which had sent his father to prison.
Merlin, thanks very much for your time this morning. That is Merlin Holland, author, Oscar Wilde's grandson, now possessor of Oscar Wilde's long-removed library card.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.